blood, what animus vacus, what's the doom? If one person wants to be zecha for another, only in prayer. Lazam is zacharoi. Hanumani, if nenu lani animsa vishim, the hainu is not zecha for the yani, is now the halach is, he has to give it to lani animsa vishim. This is machlekes amarayim, how to be mefarish, what's the machlekes? Ula learns that the machlekes is mi ashalaani, the liyeze saiver, that you say migui, two miguis, migudi by mafkil and yuchsei, by migudi zacha le nafshe, zacha le chavre. That is had gosh in pshat. We had a sugi before on daf ches amalav migud zochi lenafshe zochi lechavre. Rashi over here is magish. It's a different sugya. Over there in the Gemara on daf ches migud zochi lenafshe meant migud that he was zeicha for himself. So migud that he's zeicha for himself zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre. Over here, this migui, Rashi says it's a different migui. It's a migui di'iboi zochi l'nafshei. He could have been zochi l'nafshei. Because over here, Ula's machadish, that pshat in Rebbe Eliezer, is he holds of two miguis, migui di'iboi zochi l'nafshei, the migui di'iboi mafkel l'nechsei, Rabbanon achoylik, even though they're moida that you say one migui, of a tre migui loyam rima. That's the first mahalach in the Gemara, the mahalach of Ula. Amalei Reb Nachman Ula, Lema Ma'u Mi Ani Lo Ani Machlekes. Damitzia Ko'ah. He says Lema Mi Ani Lo Ani Machlekes. That the machlekes is not by Yosher. The machlekes is Mi Ani Lo Ani. But there's two ways of learning the Gemara. The Ritva starts off and he says that the pashtis of the Lashon of the Gemara is mashma, that the machlokes is me'ani la'ani and not be'asher. Why? Because according to him, he holds that only one migui amrinan, abatrei migui vaday lay amrinan. Abi points out, Rashi over here says a chiddush. Rashi says, v'leima mar de'afilu me'ani la'ani. In the Divrei HaMaskol of Rashi, Rashi adds a word to the Gemara which changes the pshat of the Gemara. Rashi says, Dafilu mi'ani lo'ani machloikis. Rashi says that he's not coming to say the machloikis is not by Yosher, only by Yoni. He's coming to say the machloikis is by both. Dafilu mi'ani lo'ani amr abonon d'loi zocha. Fizeh, Reb Eliezer holds you say one migui and two miguis. He holds you say migui. And the Rabbanan Acholik, they hold you don't even say one migui. You have to know what the mucker of Rashi, that Rashi says this chiddush in pshat. Abavinish v'kachas mavur in Rashi. And Reb Nachman, when he asks the question, he doesn't ask it stam. Nechetesa, that's the machlekes. He wants to bring a raya to it from our Mishnah. That's why the sugi is brought in our Mishnah. The fear of Nachman as what's the machlokes of the Rabbanan and the Chachamim, what are they arguing on? As Tresis Vilema Marmi Anilani Machlokes says a chiddush. The machlokes is not if you say migui or not. Machlokes is b'teifes lebal choy b'makom shechav lacherim v'loy mitami. Teifes says the machlokes is either chsarin of chav lacherim or not. Meaning he doesn't hold you need a migui. He holds there's no chsarin of chav lacherim. That's the machlokes. As lefizet takes on a whole new angle. The machlokes is not a machlokes in inyanei migui. Machlokes, is there a chsaron of chav lacherim or is there no chsaron of chav lacherim? And Tosis brings a raya because Reb Chista holds like Reb Nachman and he learns that's the machlokes. That's Tosis. However, Rashi is meduyik not like Tosis because Rashi, on the bottom Rashi, he amr b'shlema me'ani lani machlokes, Rashi says, "The Omri Rabbonon lo yamrinon migui dezachi lenafshi." Meduyik in Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer holds you say migui dezachi lenafshi. That Rashi learns the machlekes is if you say migui dezachi lenafshi or not. Dahanu Rashi's learning that according to Rav Nachman, the machlekes in Peah is a machlekes if you say migui. Not like Tesis, that the machlekes is if there's a chsaron of chav lachrimi. Be'emes, the Pnei Yeshua points out, Tesis brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin, but the raya of Tesis is from Shitas Reb Chista. Over here we're going in Shitas Reb Nachman. Who says Reb Nachman is meshugat to learn like Reb Chista? Reb Nachman will learn a different mahalach in the machlekes. Like Rashi learns, the machlekes is in Inyanei Migud. The Gemara started off, the Machlekes was in Yanei Migui. Mashma the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's also Machlekes in Yanei Migui. That's why Rashi learns not like Tesis. It's okay. That's Machlekes number one between Rav Nachman and Ula, is how to learn the Mishnah in Peah. And what's the Machlekes, the Tanoim Lefi Devreya. That's Machlekes number one. There's the second machlokes, how to learn our Mishnah. That Rav Nachman brings a raya to Shita, not like Ula from our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, Hakola Niyam Etzla, Vetanana Yerech Valdabi, Behema Veraz, Mitziyavam Lechavero Tnuli, Not Lavamani Zachisa Ba Zachaba, Iyamir Bishleima Mi'ani Mi'ani Machlokes, Masnisa Mani Rabbanani. Aliyam Vashavani Machlokes, Amiyani Vani Dibriakol Zachala, Amani lo rabbanim v'lo rav Eliezer. Hare in our Mishnah we see magbia mitzia lechaveira. Lo kona chaveira. We see he's not koina for chaveira. It must be there's a sheet that holds that you don't say that it doesn't. That's what he wants to bring. As before we see the teretz, there's a diuk in Rashi. The shaila is it a diuk or not? The mir, the medayik it, but yesh lodn if it's a diuk. We'll give it to the oilam, they could handle if it's a diuk. And Rashi brings down the beer, he says, Iyame bishlame miyani miyani machloikis, dami rabbanon, lo yamino migu de zachar nafshe, zachar lechavrei, ela hecha dehigbiya ledashneya. They want to be medayik in Rashi, that Rashi adds a new angle to the sugya. When you learn the sugya, you would think that Rav Nachman holds you never say migui. Azok Rashi, no, he zicha holds you say migui. When? Vehizigbiya ledash neyim. Explains the Pnei Yeshua. What's the raya of Rashi? Rashi says, Vashmin on Resha on the top of the Amid Beis. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, the first Mishnah, is called the Resha. In the first Mishnah, we saw Magbiya Mitzir Lechaveiro, Ikona Chaveiro. That was a Sugya on Daf Ches Amar Aleph. Because how could Rav Nachman over here be Choylik on Migui? Hare the Gemara on Ches Amar Aleph brought a Raya from the Mishnah on Beis Amar Aleph that Magbiya Mitzir Lechaveiro, Ikona Chaveiro. Asat Rashi over there is different because he's Zeicha for himself. As when he's Zeicha for himself, as then he could be Zeicha Lachrini. But in the second Mishnah where he wasn't Zeicha for himself, then he's not Zeicha Lachrimi. That's what Rashi says, Kipshuta. But Rashi says an interesting lashon. Had Ami Rabbanon lo yamrinu migu de zochi lenafshe. Dainu migu de boi zochi lenafshe. Ela hecha de gbiya ledas shneyem. Meduyik in Rashi that when you zochi lenafshe, then he hold you say migui divoi zochi lechavrei. Kach is meduyik in Rashi that the only time you say migui divoi zochi lenafshe is when it's migui de zochi lenafshe, and the two of them go together. And this is a big chiddush. Nahainu Rashi is meduyik that in order to say migui dezochi, when you zocha bepayel anafshe should work, you need a tsiruf of migui dibayi zochi lechavrei. And the two of them work together. But if you're not zocha anafshe, you don't say migui dibayi zochi lechavrei. Bir hadavar, let's split it into this $100. You're being zeicha and $50 for yourself. That's migu de zochel nafshei mamish. And in the other 50, the reason why it works is because migu di boy zochel lechavrei. As you have to be roi to be zochel lechavrei in the other $50 in order to be zeicha. As there's a tsirav between the two migus. Kach is meduyik in this Rashi. They also want to be medayik the Rashi afterwards on the top of Yud Amir Aleph that way. Klapi meha dvarim amurim. What's the nafkamina l'dina? As there's a very interesting shayla amachlekes the sma in Choshe Mishpat and the shach. What's the din if we hold that the only time you could be zeicha for someone else is when you zeicha lechavrei? What happens if Ruvain says he was love of Shimon $200. Okay. L'choiv is $200. Comes along his Baal Choiv, it comes along another Malve, but the other Malve only has a schlit for $100. Could he be Toifis for $200 for the other Malve? It's Eidapam. The theory is there's two Malve. And there's one loiva. One malva is for $200, one malva is for $100. The malva of $100 wants to be toifis for the other malva of $200. As you could say, listen, as long as he's zocha l'nafshe in something, he could zocha l'chavre. As it doesn't make a difference that the other malva has a bigger schlus and he can't be toifis that, as long as he's zocha l'nafshe, migud is zocha l'nafshe, zocha l'chavre. As if he takes 50 for himself, as he could take 150 for the other guy. And we would say, migud zochel nafshe, zochel lechavrei. That's one sheet. And the other sheet that says, no. Only what he could be zeicha for himself, you say, migud zochel nafshe, zochel lechavrei, zochel lechavrei. But what he can't be zeicha for himself, he can't be zeicha lachrim. As lefi devreyem, the yisoid of migud zochel nafshe needs also migudi boi zochi and the rest. That's a big machloikis, the sma and the shach and choshe mishpat and simon kufe. And the shayla is if you have a diuk in Rashi, there's a tziruf between the two of them. As it's a big chiddush what we're saying, leave the oilam, look at the Rashi again, both Rashis, think it over. It's a little bit meduyik like that you need both together, and you'd have to explain what the tziruf is. We'll leave the oilam, sit on it, think about it, work on it, and see what they come up with. This is an interesting shayla. Okay, that's the first mahalach in the Mishnah. Abba Ula answers back with Nachman that no, you don't have a raya from the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is not talking about a tzir magbia mitzia lechaveiroi. Our Mishnah is talking about when he lifted it up, he didn't lift it up for Chaveira, he lifted it up for himself. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. If the Mishnah is talking about originally when he picked it up L'Chaveira, and the Mishnah still says he could keep it, as then you have a Raya, Magbiya Mitziyav L'Chaveira, Loi Kana Chaveira. He says, no, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about where he lifted it up for himself. As Lefiza, what's the Machlekis of Nachman and Nula? The Machlekis is what the Tzir in the Mishnah is. When Nachman learned the Tzir in the Mishnah, he lifted it for his Chaver. That's the Pashas in the Mishnah, because he told him to lift it for him. And Ula says, no, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. It's Memelo, you don't have a Raya in the Mishnah. It's a Balabatish of Machlekis, what the Tzir of the Mishnah, Tali, and how you medayik the Mishnah. That's the Sugya. In Rashi, Rashi says a Chiddush. If the Mishnah is talking about, we said he did it for himself, as why in the Sefer, why can't he get it back? The Reisha says, before he gave it to the other guy, if he says, I did it for myself, then he could keep it. But if he gave it to the other guy, then he can't keep it. As Fred Rashi, why can't he keep it for himself? As Rashi di Ramasl Sefer says, the loy efshe v'loy t'chila, manizos chisi t'chila, koydim loy amaklum, the gole adaita kishenasa loy, the adaita dahai agbiye. Because if he gave it to him, must be when he lifted it up originally, he had in mind to give it to him. As Rashi says, and the fact that he gives it to him shows us that that's what he had in mind. Rashi in the Mishnah says that even if he didn't lift it up for the other guy originally, but we say he gave it for him for a matana. As what does Rashi over here have to say? That he when he gave it, from the fact that he gave it, it's a raya lemafreya, that when he lifted it up for him. What does Rashi need it for? Rashi in the Mishnah said, you gave it b'tayres matana. As the Masha wants to be mechadish, that only we only say that if he lifted up for himself, but he lifted up for the other person, then we don't say it. Ayin in the Masha, how he answers the stira. Thus is the second chelik of the Gemara, the nidin of how to learn the machlekes of the Sechta Peya, the machlekes Ula, the Rav Nachman, the Sasif. Now we want to go on to a whole new chelik of the Gemara. Rav Nachman, the Rav Chista, the Omri, the Via Metzia lechaveiroi, lekona chaveiroi, my time, habitavis lebal choy, the mokum shechav lacherim. Batavis lebal choy, the mokum shechav lacherim, loy kona. As in this Gemara, you see Kamachadushim. Want to start slowly up. There's one someone that brought to Rav Asher Shiurim of a Talmud of Rav Ofer that was by Rav Ofer. Now, the Gevir saw, looked at the notes, Russia let me look at the notes, looked at it, and I saw over there that Rav Ofer brought a Shena Raya from our Gemara to a Chiddush. Rav Ofer declared, what happened if you have a malva, someone owes you money? You have a bacha that owes you money, it happens a lot. You lend someone money, they owe you money. Are you allowed to grab from the bacha the money if he doesn't want to give it to you? I'm not sure if I should be mefars in this psak. This is the chedachinoyim v'chol nisiv v'ser shalom. I'm not saying you should always do this. But Rav Ofer declares la'alocha. If someone owes you money, are you allowed to be tevis the money without him letting you? What's the nidin? The nidin is it's his money. In order to be kind to his money, you need a kinyan. Because if he's not willing to be machnet to you, if you're going to grab it, you're not going to be kind. That was the nidin that Rav Ofer declared in Shir. Rav Ofer declared in Shir, he said, I have a raya from the Gemara and Bar Metzia daf Yura Amid Aleph. What's the raya from the Gemara Bar Metzia daf Yura Amid Aleph? Because the Gemara says, Toivis Labal Choy. What's the nidin? If the Mokum Chav Lacherim, the Tfisa helps. Mashma, if it wouldn't be for the Chsarin of Chav Lacherim, or the Masha, when the Malva himself did it, there wouldn't be a Chsarin. Aye, how could you be Toivis Labal Choy? Haray! It's Yenim's money. Yenim's not asking for you to take the money. We're talking about it, say, well, he's a typhus. The guy's not paying him up. You're grabbing it. And afilu hochi, it's mavur in the Gemara that you could take it. Azagre boch ba'epel stayed over here, gvaldike chivish. If someone owes you money, you could take money. And we're not talking about the yegoiva karka here. It's not shibu nechasa. We're talking about your chava went to sleep, and he pushed, left his wallet on his chair next to his bed, you can walk over and just take out $100 bill, whatever he owes you, and it becomes yours. You're not much.
Why was it, we don't have a riot that you're allowed to do it, if you do it, it's a geneva.
He understood the Gemara that if you wouldn't be kinder, the rest of this subject wouldn't continue.
Be kind out of geneva.
What?
You'd be kind out of
geneva. Doesn't mean you're kind out of geneva. It's not the sugya.
But oid,
yeah. First of all, Geneva, you have a chiv hashava. If you're a ganav, you have a chiv hashava. You're not going. Geneva is with you. Have a shinui. Maybe afterwards, but stam you steal. Of course, you're mechuyev to give it back. If you steal from someone, you're allowed to keep it. Chas v'chalila. What? You're kind of lenient chiv achrayis, but until you make a shino, you're not kind. That's for sure. Yeah.
Why don't we be right from that love? says a Malvi Yishan, you're able to take a Klimal Kasve.
Huh?
You're able to take the Klimal Kasve if you have a Malvi Yishan.
We'll see the Gemara together. We'll see if there's a Raya from there. Toiv, Be'ez Hashem. Hashem and Raya L'Choyra, but we'll see. We'll see together. And that's what we both meant. Now the Shaila is why? How could you do that? How could you take someone else's money without his das? Every time, in order to be coined as someone else's chayfetz, you need his das. Why over here could you be coined without his das? As a bohbeh says, vice the chayf, because you have a shibud, you have a schus bayenin. As a mela, when you're being goyveh, you have a schus to get money from yenim. As your schus to get money from yenim gives you the right to be goyveh. Ad kan. Years later, I found in the Sivis as a sefer on Evan Ezer called Gehilas Yaakov, over there he clears the same shayla, and over there he says a hesper, interesante hesper. He says that Be'emes, when I lend you money, I lent you money. My money is sitting by you. M'moini gaboh. Narvos. Normally, I can't walk over to you and say, well, you owe me money. That's my m'moini gaboh. Because Mechatesa, that's the Mayas halva. He spent it already. And now it's a money she'ena mesuyin. Abalu yiye. The malvis is miyachid Mayas lepirayin. And he says, this is miyuchad lepirayin. Zak the Nesivis of Gavalda Gechidish. This etzem, the Nesivis says, in Nesivis Amishpat, in Simon Shin Dalet Mem. That Lu Yeh, the Malva, Miyachid, the Loive is Miyachid, Mayis Lupirayan, the Malva is Koina without a Maisakin. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara later on, Alamid Bav Amit Beis, Bav Mitzias Nevor, that if someone is Miyachid a Sada and he says, you're going to be Nifra from this Sada, he's koina without a ma'isa kinyan. As you see, when you're miyachid a ma'is, you're koina without a ma'isa kinyan. As Nesivis is masber this din also. When the malva goes and grabs the money, it's chaladin that that's the ma'is of dalva. As my money was sitting by you. As when I'm grabbing from you, I'm saying, this is the money that's sitting by you. And I'm grabbing my money that you have. As a male, I'm able to take it. When you use it, when you don't use it, it's not a free thing yet. There is a sugi in Baba Kama of Avidin Ishdina Lanafshe, a similar idea that someone is, you're allowed to sometimes stand up and take things or protect yourself. But this is going without Avidin Ishdina Lanafshe. This is Stam saying there's a schus in the malva that he has a right, it's his money, he could take it. Okay, as that's chilek number one. We both bear boys from our Gemara, a chiddush, that if someone owes you money, you're allowed to take the money. Is that Reb Nochum by Helech, which is good, Yisush telling, is this that Reb Nochum of Mamayi Gabom, which is the same Reb Nochum in Kedushin Bavava Mekbeis by Mekadish Benova that we saw in Lushin Tasa. You're on track. Go. Okay, I just didn't want to go into it because it's a psychic sugya, but good. Okay, oh, sorry, after the chasna, you're still holding. Come on. Okay. Toif, is that the Lakuda number one? Lakuda number two is in our sugya, it says there's a chsarin of chavla chrini. The shayla is, zachin ladam shaloi befana. Why should there be a chsarin of chav lachrini? What difference does it make? Lamaisa, sachin ladam shaloi befana. Why can't you do it? As let's see, Shitas Rashi over here is a gavaldiga chiddush that the rishonim nachrenim harichu and kasu many marochas on this Rashi. So let's go slowly, step by step, in Shitas Rashi. Rashi over here says, Toivis l'balchoi v'mokom shechav l'achirim, ka'odam habal me'elov. As this Rashi is meduyik, that Rashi learns we're talking in a tzir zochen, because Rashi says, ka'odam habal me'elov. It's mashba, you didn't make him into a shliach. Aleph. Toivis Mamin Chavera Bishvil Choy Shiyesh Lacher. And Rashi says, Ubo Lekadem Achelo Yitvisenu Bal Choy Vacher, Venimse Toivise Chabitvisos Zois Es Anoishim Acher. We're talking about it seer where the guy has other malvis, as that's why it's chav lachir, because other malvis also wanna take it, and you took it before the other malvis. As Rashi is coming to be masber, why is it chav lachir? Kinire, what do you mean? He's taking from the loiva. It's chav to the loiva. Chav to the loiva. The loiva is mechuyev to pay. Does say it's nishkin chav. As therefore Rashi has to say, we're talking about it seer where there are other malvis. Who's the chav lachirim? The chav lachirim is where there are other malvis. It's just interesting. So Rashi should have said that seer was when there were other malvis. What does Rashi make a whole story in the middle? Balikadim achelo yitvisenu bal choy vacher. What's this knach in Rashi? Yeah. The knach is there are other malvis. That's the chav lachirim. What do you have to say? He's trying to grab before the other guys grab. Only then it's called chav lachir. Kach is meduyik l'Rashi. If there are other malvis, but they're adin, fine guys, real sweet guys, they're never going to grab in their life. Don't say it's nishkin chav lachir. We're talking about guys, they're real aggressive guys. They were about to grab too. If you want to grab before them, then it's called chav lachir. Kach is meduyik in Rashi. Yeah. Chiddush, about kach listen to it. Chav lachirim, maaseh desachirim, gmoein chav l'odom, kedomer b'ksubis. The love called kemine, li'etzkoivis me'elo, v'chav le'elu, me'achar shelo osa oisa hanoisa shliach l'tfois. As this is the Rashi where he says lahedya, that if you make him into a shliach, there's no chsarin of chav lachirim. Only by schiyah there's a chsarin of chav lachirim. This is the kino Rashi in this sugya. This is the sugya. Frek Tosis over here. But we're going to wait off with Tosis over here. First, we want to see Tosis in Gittin. Frek Tosis in Gittin. Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Schia is mitam shlichus. As my nafkamine if he's a zeiche or a shliach. Are you schia is mitam shlichus? As if schia is mitam shlichus. Whatever works for Shchia works for Shlichus. Whatever works for Shlichus works for Shchia. As how could Rashi be Machalik and say only by Shchia there's a Chsarin and by Shlichus there is no Chsarin? Because what is Shitus Rashi? How is Rashi going to answer Tosis' basic pshat question? As the Ksais in Simin Kufei, Sivkot and Aleph says two Mahalkin. He says, one way you could have said is Rashi holds Sriya is Lam Mitam Shlichus. It's Midin Yad. However, that Tosis asked a good question because Rashi in many places says Sriya is Mitam Shlichus, like Tosis. Rashi in Gittin Daf Tes, Rashi later on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and Rashi in many places in Shas says Sriya is Mitam Shlichus. As Tosis was no nar when he begged the kasha on Rashi, Tosis knew that Rashi's sheet is Schia Mitam Shlichus. A lot of Tosis knows they're Rishonim, they're old Schia's La Mitam. But Rashi holds Schia's Mitam. As they would say, Frek Tosis on Rashi, Rashi, your mlede Schia's Mitam Shlichus is what's shot. As it says in the second Malach, that's the Nekuda we want to focus on. The Ksais in the second Malach says, Weiss the Chois, this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosis in Shad and Schia Mitam Shlichus. What's the reason for Schia Mitam Shlichus? He says, Tosis over there in Gittin, Yud Aleph Amid Beis. And Tosis in Ksuvis, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph says, what's the reason why Schia is Mitam Shlichus? Because Anan Sadi, if he would have known, he would have made him into a Shliach. As I bezei Tosfos holds, Schia mitam shlichus is shlichus mamish. Why? Because there's an Anan Sadi. If he would have known, he would have made him into a shliach. As it's ki'ilu, he made him into a shliach. As he's mamish a shliach. There's no makom to be machalik between shlichus and the schia. Nosal Tosfos. But Rashi will learn that Schia mitam shlichus is not mishum asvara of anan sadi. And the ksais is, the Gemara later on in Chof Aleph, in the beginning of Eilu Mitzias, in the sugi of Yir Shaloi Midas, the Gemara says, if he would have known that he wanted to make him a shliach, he would have made him a shliach, but you didn't say anything. It's totally on the machlekes of Abaye v'Rava, if Yir Shaloi Midas is Havi Yir. As it's a mafurish Gemara, making a shliach, because if he would have known, he would have done it. It's totally on the machlekes of Abaye v'Rava, if Yir Shaloi Midas. As how could Tesis say it's Mishum Anan Sadi? That's the Ksaisa's Shaila on Taisis. As therefore, the Ksais says, it's not Mishum Anan Sadi. It's Xeris HaKosev that Schia is Mitam Shlichus. As if it's Xeris HaKosev, as Azma, what's the Chilik? Zok the Ksais, the Xeris HaKosev was only said when it's a Schus around the board. But when it's a Chav to one person, that's not really a schus, Loshen HaKsois, and Memela the Torah didn't say the Xeris HaKosev. As if Schi is Xeris HaKosev, because it's not Shlichus Mamish, as then you could say there's a Bameh Dvar Mamur in the Xeris HaKosev, that it's only when it's a schus Mamish, but a schus which has a Tzad Choyv in it for other people, the Torah wasn't Mechadish. Masha Ein Kein, if it's Mishum Anan Sadi, even though there's a tzad of Chav Lachrini, of there is an Anan Sadi. The guy wants him to do it for him. He wants to be Zaycha. As if it's Mishum Anan Sadi, there's Zichar Anan Sadi, even when it's Chav Lachrim, as therefore it would work. And Khan the Ksais. Nos is the Mahalach of the Tzais, and Lefizeh, now we understand the difference between Schi and Shlichus, according to Rashi, because the Xeris HaKosev wasn't said the Makom that is Chav Lachri. Tainid Reb Nochum, the Tzais is a Gishmakas Volum. Abu Mikukt in Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Loi Royim Etzer the Rashi. Rashi says different words, Lav Kol Kamini, Likfoitz Me'elah. He doesn't say the Xeris HaKosev of Schia wasn't said. The Felix Sois, what is the Pshat in Rashi? The Xeris HaKosev of Schia wasn't said. As if Nochum had an old Gemara, I forgot what Madur it is even, the old Shasim before Isa Hadar, they had in the back of Gittin a Rial Mandari. And he found the Rial Mandari is Maduyik like the Sois, and Gittin Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Yeah. Zvana said those old Gemaras went out of print. They don't even sell them in the store. You can't even get it. Yeah. Nachum knew the whole Gemara about every page. He saw this Riyam and Dari in a Zaitig at Chush. He found it. Yafir. It's the Rishon that says like the Ksais. Aber Nachum said, even though I found the Rishon like the Ksais, Aber Lamaisa Rashi is Meduyik not that way. Us record Nachum. Rav Nochum asked Shaila number 2 on the Ksais. And this is a much stronger question. Rav Nochum asked, Rashi says it's also Mishum Anan Sadi. Rashi on Yud Beis Amid Aleph says the reason why Schia works is Midin Anan Sadi. Rashi on Gittin Daf Tes says it's Mishum Anan Sadi. As how could the Ksais say Rashi is Cholek on Taisis and learns it's not Mishum Anan Sadi? Hare Rashi himself says Mishum Anan Sadi. Das is gar hell on the Ksais. The Ksais never misses a Rashi. It's like, yeah, what's the pshat? How do you miss a Rashi? Normally we go with Rav Nochum before in the mirror, but being that he's asking on the Ksais, as Behelim Divrei the Shurim in the mirror, nearly Yashiv HaKsais. That the Ksois saw the Rashi of Anan Sadi. You know, the Ksois held like this. Tishmahe, what Pshat in the Ksois says. The Ksois says, how does the Anan Sadi work? Does the Anan Sadi work that the Anan Sadi makes you into a Shliach? That's what Taisis in Tsubis and Taisis in Gittin says. Azoi Bezei by Schia, there's also Anan Sadi, you're a Shliach. Rashi holds this two steps. There's a Xeris HaKosev, that Tzchiya helps. But the Gzeiras HaKosev wouldn't be said unless there is an Anansadi. Because why would the Torah say Zochen L'Adam Shaloi Bafanov if the guy doesn't want it? If we wouldn't think the guy wants it, the Torah wouldn't have said the Chiddush of Zochen. A Zochen is a Chiddush of the Torah. Oh, but the Chiddush of the Torah was said because there is an Anansadi. But the Anansadi doesn't work on its own. It needs the Gzeiras HaKosev. Azay Bazay, then it's very Miyushev, the Ksais from Rav Nachum Shailah. The Ksais wasn't saying that there is no Anansadi, like Rav Nachum learned the Ksais. Avada Rashi's Moida, there is an Anansadi. No, the Ksais is saying that Anansadi is not enough to create the Shlichos. You need a Gzeiras HaKosev also. Tosis holds Anansadi is enough to create the Shlichos. That's how you could have answered the Ksais. But still, Rav Nachum's other diak, Rashi doesn't say it. That's Takash Tarka diak. The feed the Ksais, the Pshan and Rashi is the Gzeiras HaKosev wasn't said when it's Chav Lachrini, because it's at Choyva, it's not a Schus Gomer. It's not the words of Rashi. Rashi says, Lav Kol Kamini, Lav Kol Kamini. Oh. As therefore, Rav Nachum in the Shiurim, and this is also the Evan Ezel, in Malva Veloiva Perik Chof Halacha Beis, they want to say, also like the Ksais, that Rashi has a different pshat in Tzchiya Mitam Shlichos, but not like the Ksais, because it's a Gzeiras HaKosev and not an Ansadi, a different hesber in what the beer of the Sugya is. This is very excited. This is very negay in all the Sugyas of Tzchiya and Shlichos. Nochum says it, Rav Nochum Dik, the Evan Ezel, Rav Zalman says it, Rav Zalman Dik. Let's start off, we're in the meal, we'll start off Rav Nochum Dik. Rav Nochum started, he came from a Diyuk. He says, even though Rashi and Tosis say Anansadi, but there's a Shinui between Rashi and Tosis, how they say the Anansadi. Tosis says all the time, Anansadi, if I would have known, I would have made him into a Shliach. The Anansadi is I would make him into a Shliach. When Rashi says it, Rashi doesn't say it, the Anansadi is I would have made him into a Shliach. Rashi says, Anansadi amichale in what he's doing for me. What he's doing to me, I'm asking. I'm happy he's doing it for me. Anansadi, I agree with what he's doing to me. But not that I'm making him into a Shliach. Zokrev Nochum, the chilek is, Lefi Toisvis, the Anansadi makes the Minui HaShlichus. Ayidei Anansadi, I'm being mamani you to be a Shliach. Of Lefi Rashi, the Anansadi doesn't make a Minui Shlichus. You have no Minui, you're doing without a Minui. But still, I'm Nichale in what you're doing, but you're doing without a Minui. Ah. Step number one. That's what you're not going to buy. And Rav Nachum brought a fester raya that according to Tosis, there is a minui shlichus. The Rosh in Gittin, in Daf Samach Vav, the Rosh over there declares that does, when the Baal writes a get, he has to tell the Sefer to write the get. The Sefer has to hear the Baal say write a get. If he sends a shliach, it doesn't work. Clares, or if he knows he wants him to write again, it doesn't work. Clares the Rosh. What about the Isha? Does the Sefer have to hear in a tzir where you need the a tzir of where you need the Dasa Isha? Would you need that he should hear? Azok the Rosh, there's a tzad in the Gemara that b'makom tzchus you could write again. Frek the Rosh, by his chus, there is no minui. He didn't hear him. As you see, you don't need a minui. Frek Rav Nachum, Tzchiya is Gzeiras HaKosev. It's shlichus without a minui. How could you bring a raya from there to dinei minui? So Rav Nachum, muchach in the Rosh, that Tzchiya is a shlichus with a minui. As the Rosh had a question, how is it Chayich Aminu? He didn't hear his voice. And And with the rush, you see, you don't need to hear his voice. Ad kan. A shtek klar in the rush that schia is a shlichos with a mino. As that's step number one. Ibezei Reb Nachum said, when do you say shlucho shel adam kemaisai? Which is the lashon of the Gemara in Kedusha. That the maisa, the shliach, is the maisa of the mishalach. That's only when I made a minui and I told you to do it for me. As when I tell you to do it for me, and I'm sending you to do it, Rav Nachum's lashon in Kedushin was, it's like I'm shooting the chetz. It's like I'm shooting you. I'm sending you to do it. As whatever you're doing is kilo, I'm doing it because I sent you. I made a minui. Ayidei minui, it's kilo. I sent you. I shot you, and whatever you're doing is kilo. I'm doing. Shlucho shaladim kemaisa. As the fifth taisis in schia, there's a din of shlucho shaladim kemaisa. Ablefi Rashi will learn, even though there's an anansadi. The anansadi is not that I'm doing a minui. The anansadi is whatever you're doing, I'm happy you're doing it for me. But there is no minui. As there's no din of shlucho shel adam kemaisa. So they say, even though schia is mitam shlichos, meaning, I see from the parsha of shlichos I could do for someone else in schia also, but schia is missing an angle of shlichos. By schia you don't say shlucho shel adam kemaisa. That's the chiddush to Eben Ezel, and the Nochum wanted to say b'das Rashi. As they both feared eyes, Lefize Rashi over here reads Mamish Sukazis, Mamish Sugar War. Yavali, Rashi over here. What's up, Rashi? By Schia, what's the problem? He's a Adam Haba Me'elov. No one sent him to do it. He's not the Mokam HaMashalach. It's not the Malva doing it. He's coming on his own and doing Schias. That you can't do b'makom shechav l'achir. Masha'enkin, when you made him into a shliach, shlucha shel adam kemaisai. As if shlucha shel adam kemaisai, as when mele it's kilo, the malva himself is doing it. If the malva does it, avada the malva could be taifas. As lefize, the words of Rashi read as a givaldi. The word is the only time it could be toifes, the makam shechav lachrini, is when you're the malva, when you're Mr. Malva, shlucha shel adam kemaisai. Aber schia, Rashi holds, it's not shlucha shel adam kemaisai. Frek toifes, aber ich halt, anan sadi, the mashvile shliach, words of toifes. As therefore, I made him into a shliach, a shlucha shel adam kemaisai, a shlucha shel adam kemaisai, as a mele, he's the meshalach. This is the words of Rashi. Mamish reads in. As it's not the Gzeris HaKosiv wasn't Mechadish B'mokom Dezitzad Choyv. No, he doesn't have a koyach to do it. Because there's no minui, there's no Shlucha Shel Adam Kemaisai. Loshen Rashi, he's a Adam Haba Me'elav. He's Tam a friend of mensch that's coming to be Zaycha. The Eben Ezel buys it from the Rif. The Rif says that by a Baal Choyv, even if there's no chsarin of chav lachrini, the loivet doesn't have to give it to the malva. Why? Because the loivet could say, lav bal dvarim vidiyat. I borrowed the money from Ruvein. You're not Ruvein. I don't have to pay. Rajva brings the riff that says, if you make him into a shliach, if the malva makes a shliach and he sends a shliach over to you, you have to pay up. But if the malva didn't make him a shliach, some guy gets up, a friend of his gets up and says, you know, I want to do a favor for my friend. I want to collect the money from him. The loiva could look him in the face and say, la baldvarim didiat, I did not borrow money from you. You're not my baldova. I don't have to be misyachis to you. Bye. Oh. Frek de Rosh. Shlucha shel adam kemaisai. Vasay la baldvarim didiat. Hare you schia is mitam shlichus. Shlucha shel adam kemaisai. Shlucha shel adam kemaisai. He is the baldover. Das frek de Rosh. As what's shot in the riff, Pasuk, this is Zalman, the Rif holds that Tchiyah doesn't make Shlucha Shel Adam Kemaisai. Tchiyah is someone else is doing the Schusim for you, but it's not you. By Havo, that's the only time the Leiva has a Taina. La Baldvarim Didiyat. I borrowed money from him, I have to pay him. You're not the Baldover. By Hefker, it works. But you might be Zeich and Hefker for someone. The item of Hefker is not saying anything. It's not a Baldover yet. Oh, but by Havo, he has a Schus. He has a Schus. I want to pay my Malva. As the Rosh Lashita saw that the Rosh learns like Taisa Nanzadi did not have the eyes to make a Shliya. Nochum feared eyes is another Machlekes Rashi and Taisis Lashita saw. Rashi in Kedushin and Bezam and Aleph learns Lamaskana, you need a Riboy, but Schia helps. Taisis in Kedushin and Bezam and Aleph and the Taisis Rosh learn. The maskana, you don't need a riboy that schia helps. It's a svara. If shlichus works, schia works. I, the Gemara on Membezum and Aleph brings a pasik. Zog the Taisis, zog the Rasha, smachta behalm. Not a real drasha, the Messiah. But Rashi learns it's a real drasha. Vos geta the machlekes, zog Rav Nochum heine natvarim. Rashi l'shitasai learns that Tzchiya mitam shlichus is a whole new Indian. You don't say shlucha shalavim kemaisai. As there's a big chiddush, you could take an angle out of shlichus without making shlucha shalavim kemaisai. You need exeris hakasif. But Tosis, the Rosh Lishitase that learns Tzchiya mitam shlichus means anan sadi, that I made you into a shliach. There's a minui shlichus. Is what you need a pasuk for. It's a svar. If I made you into a shliach, shlucha shel adam kemaisai, it's mamish hainuach. It works the same way. As therefore, zicher, why should I need a posse? As thus is the two ways of learning Rashi. Rashi learns as a chia between schia and shlichus, even though schia is mitam shlichus. The shaila is what's the pshat? Because obviously, even if ski is mitam shlichus, it's different. That's what the ksais says. The ksais was mazber Rashi because it's a gzeres hakosev, and the gzeres hakosev wasn't mischadish when it's chav lachrim. Okay. But Rashi says a different hezber. As a nochum, this is Zalman, both said a mahalach that by schia, even though it's mitam shlichus, but it's not kemoisa, it's not ki'ilu, he's the mishalach. That extra chiddush was only when there's a minu. Schia is without a minu. Memela, there's a chsaron of chav lachayim. We'll leave the oilam with a question to think about. Zok the frek de pnei Yeshua, iksubis on daf peidalid, the raya Taisis brings. Lefi Taisis is shlucha shel adam kemaisai. You don't even need a pasuk to tell you. Because what's the chsaron of chav lachrim? Harev, the malva himself could be Taisis when it's chav lachrim. And shlucha shel adam kemaisai, schi is midin shlucha shel adam kemaisai. You don't even need a gzeres akosiv. It's a svara diga shlichus. As how is it shaykh chsaron of chav lachrim? As what seems like Rashi was the shver mandiyama when we started the sugya, Taina d'bnei Yeshua, v'tzarech hiyud. What's pshat in Tosfos? How could they be chsan of chav lachayim by shliach? If shlucha shel adam kemaisai, and the mishalach could do it. Yeah. Okay, you have to know how to answer. Leave off with a little story about Rav Issa Zalman. Rav Issa Zalman, when he was older, they invited him to Eitz Chaim to give a shir. Eitz Chaim was the Spitz Cheder in Eretz Yisrael. As he came in, and he gave a shir on Inyan Yishlichus. Rebbe said, Hakira, he said a word, as one of the older Bachrim came over to Rav Issa Zalman, he said to Rav Issa Zalman, you didn't say any Chedusha. This is what we learned in Cheder. We're in 11th grade now. You said like the Chakiras that we have over here, they start very early. Like in 4th or 5th grade, they're holding by older Chakir. He said, oh, you didn't say any Chedusha. As if this is Zalman Banava, like if someone would ask us, come over to Bisman Azer, Oyvavoy, we would take get patch. If this is Zalman says, Amish Betachlis Anava, he said, where did all the Rebbeim get all the raid from? He says, when he was in Europe, he used to print Machberises, and he used to send it around Europe with all the Chakiris that he heard in Volozhin. As he said, all the yeshiva raid that the Velt says is the yeshiva raid. Who is the Velt that made the raid? As now when I come back and I say it, they're telling me, Nishkizach Chedushim, this is the yeshiva raid. Aber wer hat gemacht die yeshiva raid? Yeah. Amazing, yeah. Afterwards, he wrote the Sefer, that was Kilo. By then, it was Mefursim already. He's not saying any Chedushim.